In South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, Paragould was one of the tip. They are moving left to right in this first half. Here is Brinkgard into the front court, dribbling to the right side, giving it there to Benfield, who will dribble to the right elbow. Kicks it, tries to kick it back out to Brinkgard. She mishandles the pass. It goes out of bounds here on the near sideline, and Paragould starts off their first possession with a turnover. Now to home in the front court. Emma Martin up top, throws over to Payne on the right side. Thought about the three. Now it will dribble to the elbow, kicks out to Penn. Up top to Foreman, over to Martin on the left side. Martin will dribble towards the top, giving it to Penn. Over to Husky on the right. Husky will dribble toward the top. Looks like a Paragould in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Martin in the right, near the right corner. Her three goes in and out, no good. Anna Grace Foreman for the offensive rebound. She puts it back up off the glass and in, and Mounts Home strikes first. 2-0 Lady Bombers leading as we are 50 seconds into this contest. Here's Brinkgard into the front court. Throws it over on the left side to Taylor Beasley. Up top to Zoe Beasley. Over on the right side to Benefield. Up top to Brinkgard now. Now to home in a man-to-man. Benefield has it once again on the right side. Giving it down in the lane to Zoe Beasley for the easy layup. Good. So we're knotted up at 2-2. 6:50 left of the first quarter. Martin into the front court, throws over to Payne on the right side. Thought about three, now she drills to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good, may have been partially blocked. Ball goes out of bounds, and they are going to say it was partially blocked. It will be, so last touch by Paragould. Mountain Home will inbound it under their basket with 6:38 left in the first quarter. We're knotted up at 2-2 right now. Well, the scoreboard says 2-0, but that needs to be changed. Here is Emma Martin with it up top, throws over to Husky on the right side. Finds Penn, tried to give it to Penn, heading down into the corner, to the low block. Ball was knocked away by Zoe Beasley, goes out of bounds. Mounts Home will inbound it once again on the baseline. 6:27 left to play in the first quarter. They finally did change it on the scoreboard. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass on the right wing, dribbles up to the top, gives it to Foreman at the left elbow, cross court to Peyton Husky on the right side. She throws it up top to Foreman, over to Payne on the left. Payne will dribble up to the top, gives it there to Penn. Over to Martin on the right. Martin will dribble to the top, and I guess an illegal screen just got called on Kyra Penn. Away from the ball, that is Penn's first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home, and that's their first turnover of the night.
Foul on the 14, the Lady Bombers, Kyra Penn, her first, team foul.
So, first turnover of the night against the Lady Bombers. Here's Brinkgard into the front court. Over 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Brinkgard drills to the right side. Throws up top to Taylor Beasley. She'll take the screen from Zoe Beasley. Dribble to the left elbow. Gives it down in the corner to Benefield. Benefield dribbles out to the wing. Now goes back into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Foreman. She gets the ball back, though. Now throws up top to Brinkgard. Brinkgard dribbling into the lane. Now goes out to the left wing. Now he's going back into the lane, and an offensive foul. Brinkgard used that forearm a little too much. That is Brinkgard's first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Rams, and their second turnover of the night. Kate Gilbert checking in for the first time for Mountain Home, replacing Emily Payne. 5:37 let's play in this first quarter. We're knotted up at two. Martin walks the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Now Paragould in a man-to-man. Martin drills to the right wing, now goes back up to the top, throws over to Foreman, over to Husky on the left wing. Husky will take the screen, now dribble toward the elbow, throws it over to Penn up near the top. Now Foreman has it, over to Martin on the left side. Martin will dribble up to the top and reset the offense. Gilbert has it on the right wing now, dribbles toward the top, gives it to Penn. Skip pass to Martin. Martin dribbles toward the free throw line, now goes back between the circles. Now she drills over to the left side. Takes the screen from Foreman, drills up to the top. Tried to throw it to Foreman. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Brinkgard. Second turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Taylor Beasley with it on the right wing. takes the screen from Zoe Beasley. Now picks up her dribble. Skip pass to Benefield over on the left side. Up top to Zoe Beasley. Over to Taylor Beasley on the right wing. Back up top to Brinkard. Brinkard will throw it back to Taylor Beasley. Now she's rolling towards the right elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. Kyra Penn gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Less than 4.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Martin into the front court. Throws it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going down towards the low block. Going up for the layup. No good. Oh, may have been partially blocked, I'm not sure, but Perigo comes up with the rebound. Here's Benfield quickly back the other way and loses her footing. Now, I think a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. That's on Peyton Husky, her first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. 4:12 left of the first quarter. Again, we're tied at 2-2. Benefield will trigger the inbound pass, gets it to Brinkard in the left corner. She dribbles out to the wing, now goes up to the top, throws over to Taylor Beasley on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Anna Grace Foreman, and back on the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Now gives it to Martin, who will set up the offense. Martin dribbles to the right side, takes a screen from Husky, dribbles down to the corner, pulls up for a jumper, good. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. 4-2, Mountain Home back on top. 3:44 left in this opening period. Brinkard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws over to Taylor Beasley on the right side. Now top to Zoe Beasley. Back to Taylor Beasley on the right. I think Zoe Beasley may have taken a few steps and got away with it. Now it goes to Benefield in the paint. Now down to Brinkard in the right corner. Brinkard's going to dribble down towards the lane. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Peyton Husky. That is Husky's second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. Checking into the game for the first time tonight for Paragould is Olivia Hancock, replacing Zoe Beasley. Hancock, a 5'6 sophomore. And Leah Jackson checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Peyton Husky, who again just picked up her second foul. Hollis takes the inbound pass from the right elbow. Ball goes down to Taylor Beasley into the lane for the layup. Good. Taylor Beasley with her first 2 points of the night. Second tie of the evening. We're knotted up at 4. 3:10 left of the first quarter. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws up top to Gilbert. Over to Jackson on the right. Tried to force it down to Penn. Ball is knocked away. It's not a pass that would be advised to throw. But luckily for Mountain Home, it was just knocked out of bounds by Perigold, so Lady Bombers will keep possession. Taylor Beasley taking a seat. She's being replaced by Katie Powell, a 5'6 senior. By the way, Leah Jackson, a 5'6 junior from Mountain Home, who just checked in a little bit ago. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gives it to Foreman in the right corner. Now she's going down to the lane, trying to give it to Gilbert. Pass was knocked away and stolen by the Lady Rams. Back they come. Here is Powell with it on the right wing. Has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Now throws it up top to Hancock. Over to Benefield on the left wing. Up top to Powell. Powell dribbles to the right side. Gives it up top to Hollis. Over to Benefield. Brinkard on the left. She'll take the screen from Hollis. Dribble to the right elbow. Kicks out on the wing to Powell. Powell will take the screen, dribble up to the top. Her pass to Benefield was well wide. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Mountain Home's going to get it back on Perigold's third turnover. Kyra Penn's going to take a seat, being replaced by Addison Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. We're tied at 4-4, 2:15 left in the first quarter. Here's Martin across the timeline. Martin dribbles toward the left wing. Now takes a screen from Yates, dribbles to the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper, no good, but a late foul call. And I believe Emma Martin's going to the free throw line with 1:59 left in the first quarter. Blythe Benfield picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Rams. Emma Martin will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in, so Mountain Home goes back on top. One more free throw coming for Martin. Second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two. And Perigold gets the rebound. 5-4, Mountain Home leading it. Less than 2 minutes left of the first quarter. Benefield into the front court. Drills toward the right side. Gives it to Powell near the corner. Now she drills to the right elbow. Gives it to Hancock, who tried the layup, missed it. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Back quickly come the Lady Bombers. Jackson with it on the right side. She's throwing a try for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound's controlled by Benefield. thought she had lost her footing, Lady Rams will keep possession. Here's Powell with it on the left wing. Takes the screen, now gives it to Brinkard on the right side. Up top, it goes to Hancock, over to Powell on the left. Now up top to Benefield, over to Brinkard on the right. Now Hollis has it up at the top, over to Benefield on the left wing. She'll throw it up top to Brinkard. Brinkard dribbles back to the right side, gives it up top to Hancock. Tries to force it down to Hollis. Ball was knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. Well, just a tough break there that they were that close to the sideline. Perrigo will keep possession with 54.1 seconds left. Zoe Beasley checks back in, replacing Kalissa Hollis for Perigold. 5-4, Lady Bombers leading it. Benefield will trigger the inbound pass, gives it to Zoe Beasley. Now to Hancock on the right elbow. Now Benefield has it on the left elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper, rolls around, no good. Rebound controlled by Foreman, and back on the Lady Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, has up top. Now she's dribbling into toward the low block. Pass knocked away, stolen by the Lady Rams. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. 31 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Brinkard with it on the right wing. Now throws up top to Hancock, over to Benefield on the left side. Now Brinkard with it up top. She'll dribble back to the right side. Gives up top to Zoe Beasley. Over to Benefield on the left wing. Up top to Brinkard, 10 seconds left of the quarter. Brinkard throws it up top to Hancock, over to Benefield on the left side, 5 seconds. Benefield takes the screen, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks out to Powell. She's going to try for the three. Shot was blocked by Gilbert, and Hancock did hit the basket, but well after the buzzer, so that will not count. Well, we've played 8 minutes. Our score at the end of one quarter. Mountain Home leading Perigold 5-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.